This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Brazil is reinstating stricter climate goals after they were weakened under the country's former president. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
Brazil is going back to commitments it had made as part of the Paris Agreement. The announcement was made by the country's Committee on Climate Change, a joint body made up of 18 government ministries. During the tenure of far-right president Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil backtracked on its commitment to reducing national emissions, as was agreed in Paris in 2015. According to online platform Climate Watch, Brazil is the world's fifth largest emitter of greenhouse gases, contributing nearly 3% of global emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House and marched to Washington on Saturday to commemorate a year since a young woman, Mahsa Amin, died in police custody, sparking political unrest in the country.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House and marched through Washington, D.C. on Saturday to commemorate 1 year since a young woman, Mahsa Amini, died in police custody, sparking political unrest in the country. Hundreds chanted slogans denouncing the Iranian government and calling on the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden to increase sanctions on Iran. In Iran on Saturday, security forces cracked down on protests in Kurdish areas of the country and briefly detained the father of Mahsa Amini. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Libya's top prosecutor says he opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in the coastal city. Rescue teams are still searching for bodies in Darner. It has been nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. This is VOA News. Ovidio Guzman, the son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been extradited to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports for Reuters.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva met with his Cuban counterpart in Havana. That meeting signals a revitalization of ties between the two countries in the first trip by Brazilian president to the Caribbean nation in 9 years. Lula was in Havana for the summit of the group of 77 emerging economies plus China. The group, founded in the 1960s, is meeting in Cuba just days ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York. Addressing the summit Friday, Lula lamented the U.S.-led embargo of Cuba. He says the island is the victim of an illegal economic embargo. Brazil is against any unilateral coercive measure. The United Auto Workers strike is aimed at improving wages and benefits, but it could hit the wallets of America's car buyers. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Consumers could see a new round of sticker shock if the strike by the United Auto Workers Union doesn't end soon. The number of vehicles on dealers' lots will start to shrink, especially for popular models already in short supply. But Ivan Drury at Edmunds says the dealers have been stocking up ahead of the strike, and he says even if they try to blame higher prices on the job action, their lots are full now. It would be months before the ripples of the walkout would be felt. He and other industry analysts are warning consumer behavior will be a factor. If there's panic buying, that would drive up prices. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine Saturday. That's according to Ukrainian port authorities. It's the first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for African and Asian markets. Ukraine last month announced the humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea to release ships trapped in its port since the start of the war in February 2022. And to circumvent a de facto blockade of Russia, abandoned a deal to let Kyiv export grain. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.